broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
25 Coolie cups. Seen that over there in the corner.
Yes, those are from
weddings.
Party with a purpose.
Party with a purpose.
They brought us 10,000 of them week, and five hats.
Nice.
And something else.
What about that gray thing? Is that a...
That gray thing.
That's Liberty Wayne.
Oh, yeah, that's the one from... Who gave that to us?
Liberty Wayne?
Liberty Wayne. Turn it around and see what they're thinking. It was with some...
Oh, Racing for Relief.
Yeah, Racing for Relief. Nice. Yeah, yep.
Very nice. You get a lot of nice gifts.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Because you're a nice person.
Yeah.
I appear to be a nice person.
You're not?
No.
Are you would you characterize you as just an evil human being?
Evil.
No.
Somewhere in between?
But I try to be.
Even it don't work?
Terrible. Sometimes.
Nobody's buying it.
Nobody buy it, Willie.
No.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. I am Bob Stogler with my partner, and he is Harold Feely.
Hey,
how are you?
How's it going? Good, Bobby.
And the owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer. How are you?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. 8:37.
Had a tough morning this morning.
What happened?
Well, I got on my bank online thing.
You're loaded. $1 million.
Well, put a minus sign in front of that. That's about what happened.
Ooh.
I got hacked then. And they took a pretty good chunk of money out.
Yes.
I tried to take a chunk of money out. I saw it. It was still pending. And I went straight over to the bank. And they called their headquarters. And they said, well, the note here says that you called and said that it's okay. There's going to be some big withdrawals.
Bob, you take his money. Keep quiet.
Well, he ain't smart enough to do that.
No. Whoa.
Hey.
Well, he could be if he practiced, but he's
yeah,
but
probably
so
not.
They had not only my... They had the debit card number and the expiration date and the security number. They had my complete Social Security number.
Ooh.
And several other things that they that the bank used as confirmation that it was me calling.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me calling.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank God you happened to look your statement up this morning. They'd have been gone. You get a flag or something when something goes...
If they suspect anything, they call the fraud, possible fraud calls. So they went past that. They called... Actually, the company, which is Pfizer, that makes the credit cards or takes care of the credit cards for Park National,
yep.
They called them and told them that it was okay. There were going to be debits that might look suspicious, but they're okay, and they said it was me.
You know how I solve that?
Yeah, just go to the poorhouse and sit
there. Just don't have any money like me.
Yeah,
you can't get nothing out of nothing.
Well, that's where I am now.
But, yeah.
But I think they also knew that was the day that my Social Security check hit the checking account.
Oh, yeah. Today is?
Yeah.
So remember that 17th is deposit day?
It's a third Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Is that what everybody's is?
No.
Everybody's different?
They do it on different ones.
Different ones.
I don't know if it's always Wednesdays, but they break it down. I don't have any idea how they figure it out.
You just know yours comes in on
third Wednesday. Yep.
That's awesome.
So it can be the 15th or the 22nd.
Well, I'm glad there's a light on to the end of that story. That could be...
Could have been ugly.
You could be back in you could be back working at B&E's.
You could. Except the building's not there anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fee knocked that down.
Fee knocked her down.
Thanks,
Fee.
Baby.
Yeah.
You knocked that down?
No.
Carl had it then.
Carl did?
Yeah. Well, it was part of the flood mitigation, and it worked out pretty well. Carl thought there was going to be stuff that might be able to be done with that building. It never happened. And when we had that last flood, it got about a quarter of an inch of water inside. And
so, there's probably... I mean, how many years ago was that? There's a lot of people, like my kids would have no idea.
Right. Oh, I have no idea. Yeah.
That there was a building there. There was a drive. There. Yeah.
Yeah, because people say all the time, I was talking to somebody, I actually was talking to Ron and Sue Brunswick last night at the Minster game before the game, and they said, well, where was that? And I was explaining it to them. She said, what? I said, well, you know, that everything used to be that level, and it tapered off back.
I remember.
And then over there, the fire hall sat there. Yeah, and and before that, the stockyard sat there.
Yeah, the stockyard was there, too.
Yep. Didn't make any sense at all.
Right.
And, of course, more than 50 years ago, Bruce Van Treese bought the stockyard and turned it into apartments, which is really strange.
Remember, them things flooded all the time.
Yeah.
They flooded. Jesus.
Yeah. So, it's... so people think, you know, it's... things are different now.
They are. The better.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And we haven't had that kind of rain since then, but still. Yeah. And then I remember several of the communities around us were laughing at us because we got flooded out. And so we got all the mitigation taken care of. And then 10 years later, they got flooded and couldn't figure out what happened.
What happened?
Well, you know, that happens. You know, they had 6 inches of rain in 6 hours.
Ooh, that was big.
What a game Friday. What an atmosphere. Hats off to Amy and her team for making that an enjoyable.
Pretty great ideas there.
Yeah. The alumni band. The
alumni band was awesome.
Little cheerleaders, 134 of them. I talked to the cheerleader advisor. 134. She said when they first started, at 76.
Is that right?
Yeah. And now they're at 134. That is neat.
Well, we always say that at the basketball game.
Yeah.
That's the biggest crowd by far.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
What was great about the football game is the perfect night.
Oh, man.
It was the perfect night, and nobody left.
Yeah, everybody stayed.
Grandparents, you know, they're out. But it was an enjoyable football game.
It was a good game.
It was a perfect night, 70, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
No air. It was just a great night.
Had all that painting their kids' faces. All the little stands out there they could play in. It was
the
awesome.
Kanoda Ice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they give it to us. How much money they give us for that?
I don't know.
No idea.
I'm sure they made some pretty good money.
The line was 50 deep the whole night.
There was a lot of people out there.
Yeah, that guy making that thing, he had to want to kill every little brat that come up there.
I had to run out to my car, grab something and take it back up there. It was maybe second quarter or something. And the line was all the way. It was sitting by the ticket booth outside. I was all the way back inside and almost back to the fence going out onto the field.
Yeah, a lot of people in the crowd.
People couldn't get past them to get to our concession stand. It was crazy.
It was an interesting game. We really got dominated the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, but except for Reese's 76 yard run.
Yep.
And set up the Indians' touchdown, and we go into halftime, 6-6.
Right.
In a half where they had 9 first downs, we had 1. We had 0 passing yards. Yep. We just had the one play.
One big play.
But the third quarter, we just could not get a stop. We couldn't give our quarterback
pressure on him in the first half.
Yeah.
It seemed like we were getting back in the backfield a lot. But boy, in the second half, their line was good.
We had a there in the second quarter where I thought they fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
We hit him, and they called it down.
Yeah, it was very questionable.
Yeah, I was at the other end.
There's there's a couple of them that could have been. And then, but one of them that we did get, they should have blown the play dead because their quarterback was, he's still trying to move, but he wasn't moving anywhere.
Yeah.
And we were able to knock the ball loose and did get the fumble. And they should have called that play dead because he stopped for 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah, that was a heck of a game. You know, we battled. We had it 19-13 on the touchdown pass to Brody Bargy. They come down. They got a, you know, we could not get a stop. They ran the kickoff back for 50 yards.
Yeah.
And
one of those.
We needed that stop right there.
Yeah, and we had them at 4th and 4, and they jumped us offside.
And
that hurt us.
Yeah, and I think you know,
because we had.
I'm sure our coaching staff was screaming too. Everybody was watch the ball.
Yeah,
I'm sure you get excited and you want to make.
Yeah, play. I don't remember that. Was that after we scored the touchdown that drive? It might have been the one after that. Maybe.
Might have been the one after.
Yeah. But we were still definitely in the game.
Yeah.
We had them stopped. They were fourth and four at about the
fourth quarter. We were still
about our 40. Yeah.
We could not give. Garks any time back there.
No.
Their line, they got some men up there.
They got some good.
And I talked to a couple of guys from Marion who were pretty good sports guys, and they said St. Henry absolutely
dominated them too.
Yeah, said they had to beat the crap out of us.
Yeah,
he said how we won that is just because Marion don't know how to lose.
Yeah, they won so many games.
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Yep.
So the Skins got a pretty good team there. I like our ball club. I think that, you know, we got a game, set big one Saturday.
Saturday's a big game.
At Delphus. And I think that is a 1 o'clock start?
1:30.
1:30.
Yep.
And that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need a W on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should dominate that.
Don't say that.
But if we go in,
that,
if we get off the bus, they can have it won.
We can't dominate it. We won one game last year.
Yeah.
We're not dominating.
We're trying to win.
Yeah.
We want to win anyway, Bob.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
we're the better team.
Cindy Lehman beat them bad, and we scrimmaged Cindy Lehman, and according to several non-Fort Recovery coaches I talked to, they said we were so much better than Lehman.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, but if we think that when we step on the field, they're going to bite us in the butt.
Yeah.
This is a game they think they can win.
Yeah.
One of the few that they think they can win, and they're going to give it everything they have.
I guarantee you tell Coach Wenning, but we're going to, he'll be like, I'm going to punch you, and I'm going
to
tackle you.
I didn't say that we were going to. I said that's one we think
we should win this
game.
Yeah. Absolutely. If we go up there and take care of business.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to win the turnover game.
Yep.
Yep.
And that'd be one that we can get 3-3.
Allen East.
Yeah.
Probably. Or maybe even not as good as Allen.
Probably not. Allen East has not won, they're 1-3.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at their schedule, they could run the table.
Is that right?
They had LCC. They had one other. Like, their schedule was top heavy.
Did they maybe play Columbus Grove, maybe? Or somebody of that caliber, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Somebody good.
Yeah.
So, they very easily could run the table. If you look at their schedule, they got a lot of winnable games left. And then the Indians could chance to get to 3-3. And if you look at it, we're going to have to beat
somebody.
Yes.
I think we
can. Anna, Parkway, Minster, Bremen.
Parkway for sure. I think we can get.
Yeah.
We got to get one of them. You're naming off.
We got to get one of those. But one game at a time. And Saturday, we go to, what's the name of that place? Delphus Stadium?
Stadium Park.
Stadium Park.
Stadium Park.
Used to be the old sewer plant, and I got in trouble for that.
They didn't like us saying that.
It's mad.
Just a joke.
And you're
that was during baseball, or was that football?
That was baseball, and you're talking directly to Mr. McClure.
Greg McClure, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you're talking directly to him.
Yeah.
But I understand all of that. Whatever it is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny.
Don't care.
I remember. Now, this is going back, and I think you may have been involved in this.
Uh-oh.
I was with Big P, and we pulled in there. We went to the Villager at Kettler, or at Spencerville.
Spencerville.
Got a burger, pulled into the parking lot.
We were maybe 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, and it was 14-0, and they had the ball. And Big Pete pulled in,
drove right
back out, and we drove.
Headed home.
That's Big P.
You remember how damn good Delphus St. John's was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And do you guys know who Tony Baltus is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's working at Cops now. We were talking. He said, I'm looking at the state stuff. You guys hold a state record. I said,
The
longest time. And I said, the craziest thing about. So that was about 11 and a half minutes. And he said he was talking about that. He said, that's pretty impressive. I said, what's not quite so impressive is We kicked off to them. They ran it back for a touchdown. They punted, or they kicked to us, and we fumbled, and they ran it in for a touchdown. By the end of the quarter, we'd used up all but 30 seconds of the quarter. End of the quarter, we're down 14-7.
Think about that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We had the ball for almost the entire first quarter, except for about 30 seconds, and they scored twice in that 30 seconds.
You know, you wonder when you look at programs like that, who, there's a lot of pride, a lot of... Is it an enrollment thing? Is it what happened to St. John's football?
Right.
Now, last year...
Yeah, they
got state semis.
Yeah, they made runs.
But they only had three regular season wins, but still.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't make it this year because they were 15 seed and St. Henry the year before 15 seed. And they both had impressive runs.
Todd is a tremendous football coach.
Great coach.
So. He does kind of know the game, doesn't he?
Yeah, he knows the game.
He's
so
good.
Yep. So it's a big one Saturday at 1 o'clock. It'll be fun to go up there and play in the afternoon. It's probably going to be about 85 and cramping wide open. We need pickle juice.
Yeah, pickle juice wide open.
Well, mustard seeds. Or
I never heard that one. But
lettuce.
Oh, yeah, lettuce under your hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some lettuce under your hat, boys.
Yeah. Now the we're going to have that on the air, but volleyball plays Rushi in the morning.
Okay.
9 o'clock for freshmen, and then next is JV, next is varsity. The varsity match, if any of those go a little bit longer, it's not even going to be finished when the football game starts. So we're not going to be able to bring you that game.
You got Rob?
Rob is going to be...
Rob's on back.
Yeah, and it will be Rob. I talked to Jeff Overholtz last night. He said Rob will be broadcasting the game on Saturday, so you can hear that at 100.9. We're going to record it and put it in our archives, and so it will be in our
archives. So what about WFORT?
WFRC?
RT, is what I call it.
Okay, well, you can say that, I guess.
FRC.
Yeah.
FRC.
For community radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have the football game on.
Yep.
Darian and...
Probably. I texted you. I haven't seen if I...
Okay, so the game will be on the... Okay.
Yeah, it will be on both. It's called the Hometown Huddle now. It's...
We're the Hometown Huddlers.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the FortRecoveryRadio.com and WFRC FM. Yep, and I just now looked at this. Darian said that it'll be Darian, Troy, and Reese Guggenbiller.
Perfect. So always do a nice job.
Yes, they do.
Nice job. Volleyball team last night, Minster?
Yep.
And
they're pretty good.
Minster is pretty good.
We struggled a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, this week.
We got a little.
We started off with Crestview.
Right.
Then Minster.
Then Coldwater.
And then Rushi. All in one.
That's a tough week.
Jeez, man.
I don't think Minster's is. I mean, Minster's good, but.
Yeah.
You know, but. And I think Crestview might be down a little bit.
They are down. They were 4-3 going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're good.
Coldwater, I see Parkway beat Bremen last night.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. And so that was a nice win for them. And now I think there's about four teams with one loss
in
the match.
Everybody's got a loss then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a crazy
volleyball.
Marion got Parkway?
Yes.
That's who beat them, right?
Yeah. Marion got Parkway. So.
And so, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, I said early with four juniors and four freshmen basically starting for us. I said maybe 10 games in, we'll probably be okay. And we looked pretty decent on Monday at Crestview. I think we won the first or second set, and then they beat us 3-1.
First set.
We had Travis up here, and Travis just, you know, he knows there's going to be growing pains.
Yeah.
He loves those young kids.
They're good.
And he, you know, just get better every game, and, you know, we're going to take some thumps playing in our conference.
Sure, absolutely. Yep. And the thing about us, too, that with us going south – I mean, yeah. Even being young, we can go down there and
we
can compete.
Well, and by that time, they'll have 22 games under their belt by the time the tournament starts, so they won't be new anymore.
Yep.
No.
And they'll have fought against all these MAC teams with these great serves, that knuckleball serves that come and dive at your feet. They've seen all of that now. So.
Yep. Let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the Tribe 107.3 FM. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host Coldwater in another MAC match, and that will be broadcast live on the Hometown Huddle. On Saturday afternoon, it will be football at Delphi St. John's. 1:30 kickoff, and the Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 1:10 on the Hometown Huddle. Also on Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the Rushi Raiders, with the freshmen playing at 9 a.m., followed by the JV match, then the varsity match. We will not be able to bring you that volleyball match, but you can listen live on WPGW Radio 100.9 FM with Rob Weaver, and we'll record that broadcast and have it in our archives later that evening. Get out to every game you can to cheer on our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to all of them in person, you can listen live on the Hometown Huddle, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the Tribe 107.3 FM, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk Bubba and Fifi. Yep. Talking about the game Friday night and that crowd.
Yeah.
What would you... I mean, I think it... You know, we had some good football teams there once. I don't know if we've ever had that many people together.
That was a huge crowd. That could be our biggest crowd ever.
Yeah. There were kids running around everywhere.
Yeah.
And too deep at the fence, almost.
There's a lot.
The entire length of the fence.
Yeah.
It was. And if you tried to get somewhere. Like I said, I had to go out to my car and get something. It took me an hour and a half to get from the press box to my car.
Many
kids. We didn't win the 50-50, did we?
Mm-mm.
We would have.
Calpe cost us.
Calpe, he's a loser.
What'd he do? Not buy the...
I said, biggest one of the year, let's throw in $20 a man.
Yep.
Calpe only had 50s.
He said, I got the 50. Let's just go 10.
10 a man.
He had a 10 and a 50s. He said, 10 a man. Yep. We were like 30 off.
Oh.
We win it.
Oh, we win.
500 clams.
Whew, that was killer.
We cannot win nothing.
I think,
yeah, it, we I think it was.
If I remember, I was thinking it was like 688 or something. It was up there pretty good.
I think it was 488.
Oh, my.
We won the 50-50 basketball game this year, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm thinking we won like 100 and something.
Yeah, we got one.
So our streak is over. When was the last time you won a 50-50?
It's been a while, but I had a year where I won everything.
Yeah, you cleaned house? Yeah. That's why they took all your money out of your account. Yeah. And heard he won.
It was
50-50.
Probably 20 years ago, but so the first home game, the sorority gave away merchants $1,000 merchant gift certificate, so I won that.
Bingo.
And then two or three weeks later, I won $385.
Awesome.
And then a couple of weeks later, I won another one. We went up to watch Corey May play at Defiance, and we missed by one.
Really?
And then that night, we went down to to Ansonia to watch Clark play, and Ron May and I split it, and we bought tickets together, and we won that one. Then I won two more that year.
That's a hot year.
That was a hot year. And then I didn't win another thing till I think, so this year I won one of the 50-50s out of Wendelene Fish Fry. Last year I won two of them back to back.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, it means you got a gambling problem.
Well, I was donating $5 or $10. I gave $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Donating it. And I think on all of those,
won a couple times.
I gave some of them back, some of the money back. I didn't give it all back. But
what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of the time I just figure I'm donating to whatever it is. And if we happen to win,
you remember when Gary Wendell won that time and he went into went to the concession stand, bought every box again.
Little kids were down there.
Oh my God.
That was awesome.
There he is.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Bub.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, Greg.
And Greg.
What's going on? There's Greg.
How are you guys?
How are you, gentlemen?
Good, good. Good. Put your headset on there, big fella.
Didn't know we were having special guests. That's awesome. Pull your microphone toward you.
We are joined by the sectional golf champion.
Champion.
Would that be sectional? Is that what it is?
Yep. Sectional.
I better turn his mic on. Yeah, that'll make it better.
Reese Lefevre. Reese, congratulations. Great round yesterday.
Good job, buddy. Thank you. Yep, it was a sectional.
Did you get a practice round there?
I've played there plenty of times. I mean, Lima Junior tournaments, summer tournaments. Me and Dad went up there a couple days before the tournament. Just hit some chips, hit some putts, you know. Get used to different conditions.
Can Dad beat you yet or not? No. No chance.
Okay.
Not even
used to good.
I would have to give
Would
him a couple
shots.
Would
you consider your dad the fourth best golfer in the family right now?
No, I would say third. Little jab at Isaac, but I think Dad can still get Isaac.
You think he can get Isaac? Yeah. He ain't getting you, is he?
No. Cam's getting there.
Cam's coming. It's coming strong.
Did he get you? Oh, that's got to hurt.
He shot 38. 39 ain't a bad round.
Pretty good, right?
No, you're happy.
I'm happy.
Took a pick.
Reese, you're coming up through the ranks, and we'll talk a little bit about your career here. First of all, thanks for stopping up. I know it's a short notice, but so it all started. You were a pretty good golfer, you know, but you've developed to now where you can compete with the. You feel like your game is where you can compete with the best in the state?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the goal at the beginning of the summer. Last year, played fine. First team all MAC, about fourth in the MAC in points. And I'm like, all right, these guys are good. There's two guys that are really solid at the top of the MAC, my class. That's the goal.
Yeah.
So this winter, been grinding, hitting 1,000 balls a week, just trying to get my game to that point. And beginning of the summer, I started playing well, 68 at county. You win by 8, you're kind of like, all right, now I'm there in the MAC. Yeah, people are kind of chasing me now, but I still got to get those two guys. And so that was a goal at the beginning of the season. Going into it, my goal is to get down to about a scratch handicap because I know that's where I got to be.
Yeah.
And we're at, I think, 0.2 right now.
Yeah.
So we're where we need to be for right now. I mean, grind never stops. I'm still going to be working this next 2 weeks up until districts because the goal is always state. Yeah, I think so.
Is the next step Pipestone? No, where you go?
Yeah, Pipestone.
Have you played that before?
Yeah. Actually, I have a hole-in-one at Pipestone. My only hole-in-one is at Pipestone, so I got good vibes going into that course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You it's, you know, you live at the Elks, and, you know, and you work out there, and how does that? So if you're, let's say Cam, okay. So how has that improved your game? Not just on the physical side, but also on the mental side.
You talk to a lot of great guys. I mean, four recovery guys, you know, Johan, you two. I see you guys over there all the time, the Calps. And then you talk to guys that I wouldn't have known unless I got through the Elks. Newer, John Elking. Ben Gear plays college golf at UNOH. Caleb Kuhn played at UNOH. Kirby, of course. You learn what they put into the game and how they see it, and it's different. I mean, talking to guys like teammates and everything, I mean, we're all young kids, so it's tough to know that side of golf and the experiences, but those guys, they have those experiences, so I mean, you talk to them day in and day out, and you learn a little bit every day. And that was the goal going into working at the Elks. I knew that, first of all, I mean, it's a great place to work.
Yeah,
I love the guys, everything. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but you also get to talk to a lot of neat people.
Yep. So me and Harold and your dad, okay, so we'll put us in a category of being a pretty good golfers, all right? But for you, and when you talk about some of the guys that you just talked about, the Gears, the Caleb Kuhns, those guys that are next level, okay, you're the next level. I mean, I've watched you play golf, and I would never dream of having, you know, be able to hit the ball that far, or having that kind of a, you know, being able to hit certain shots. Okay, so how did you get to that next level?
Just put in the grind. I mean, it's just, you have to stay consistent. I have about a million videos on my phone of my own swing compared to pros, compared to just other people. The biggest part in the last year, my jump has been mental. Golf is very physical, I agree, but there's so much of a mental aspect. Believing that you can do this, believing that you can compete with this guy, believing that you're the best at this tournament or this, whether it's the truth or not, the confidence of being the best or knowing that you can do this is so big. Yeah. And that's what I've been telling other teammates. I mean, we have a less experienced team than last year. We had a couple top dogs graduate in Keegan Mullenkamp and Eli Leonard's. We still got Caleb back, which is really nice. He's a good player. But then we got the Andrew Raymerts, who's a freshman. He's climbing up. Luke Forkamp was a senior, but he's a first-year senior. Garrett Diller's kind of getting up in the varsity ranks here recently. And being able to communicate with them that the mental aspect is so important, and the confidence aspect, and being trusting every shot, committing to every shot. I mean, it's such a big part of the game.
Yeah. So like talking about me and Fee and trying to put our head around this. So last Saturday is Nateney camp. All right, and a kid that's close to our hearts, his family that we just love, and you go out there and you start off terribly.
Yeah,
correct?
Unfortunately, started double-double.
Double-double, starting out. And so you go to the fifth tee. You're four over after two holes. Pappy's probably walking around wanting to punch you in the nose. Right? What's going through your mind? Next shot?
Mm-hmm. You got to reset. Whether you make a birdie, an eagle, a bogey, a hole-in-one on the next hole, it's a reset. It's every hole at a time, every shot at a time. You got to focus on that singular shot. Because if you worry about those doubles, I mean, it could spiral into an 84. But if you play every shot...
That's me, every round.
We are the king of mid-80s.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what we got to work on our mental
game. Not anymore.
We have no mental game. That's our problem.
Okay, you know the secret now.
Will you be on speed dial Sunday at 9:30?
Reese, I'm going down.
I can do that.
I just had a dribble. I can't stand it.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah.
It's just all next shot.
It is.
Just all focusing on the next shot at hand, because if you focus on the last one, it's gonna get you.
Yeah. So in the Nateney camp, you finished third, battled it back, I think, 75?
Yep, one under through the last 16.
Yeah. Had to be proud of that when you turned that scorecard in?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
not bad.
Could you win that?
Yeah, if I don't start double-double, and I know that course so well. I played, like, fine, I want to say, but I know I left a couple shots out there, missed a couple short birdie putts, had a couple silly bogeys here and there. If I didn't start double-double, I think I'd shoot 70, yeah. something like that. Yeah.
You had a great start to your season, and then you had a couple, like, I think you shot 45. Did you have 44 maybe or something?
45.
Yeah.
Against 40. Versailles.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Down at Stillwater or was that the
other? At Portland.
At Portland?
Really?
Yep. Yeah, that was not my best moment.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that one.
No.
It happens though. Versailles. Yeah.
It does happen. Yeah.
It happens to me at Versailles. I've never broke. Mm. That's a hard, it's the easiest golf course and the hardest golf course. Because I ain't got no brains.
Yeah.
No discipline. Just, it is unbelievable.
Yeah. Stillwater for sure. Disciplinary is the big part. I mean, being able to tell yourself, especially as like a high schooler, like I'm 17 years old still, telling myself to put away the driver and hit a 4-iron off every tee.
Absolutely.
It's so mentally
tough. So mentally terrible.
That's where we play Mac on Saturday. So I'm currently mentally preparing to tell myself to put away the driver.
And that's what I was going to talk to you about. So the Mac is this Saturday.
Yep.
And there is about, I mean, the Fort Recovery's golf team can compete. It'd be a stretch to you know, a top three would be great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But for you, can you win that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm in the top three for player of the year runnings right now.
Yeah.
It's all based on MAC points. So if I play a good round and win it, like last year I won the tournament, which bumped me up pretty high in the points because it's a lot of points. It's like for the winner, it's like 60 points, which is basically almost double what the season is worth almost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you good top. I mean, I need a win, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely in the cards.
Yeah. Tee time is what time on Saturday? 10 o'clock? 8:30. And then the girls are at the Elks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And our girls team is having a great season.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah,
they got a lot of great seniors. Olivia Kanapke, Georgia Wenning, Evie Briner, they've all been playing really well all season. Mallory Evers, I mean, first team All-MAC candidate, all been playing really well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Girls program.
It's really got good.
They've done a really nice job with that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your game plan?
Next level?
Next level. But you still looking at playing college golf?
Yep, for sure. I'm in contact with the coach of Finley, Dom.
Tom?
Yep. And I'm soon end of season.
You know, I texted him and told him to check you out.
Did you?
Yes.
We talked in person at the Elks the other day. Finley came out for a 36-hole qualifier, and we talked, and he said, "Oh, you're who Bubba texted me about." I said, "Yep, that would be me." And so we've been in contact, a couple emails, talked in person, which was nice, put a face to a name.
Good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, good guy.
So
their facility is there for a D2 school.
Pretty
their
impressive.
Practice facility. If you get a chance to go up there, take Dad with you because you'll be like, wow, it is really top notch. I couldn't believe how nice it was.
Yeah, and they've had so much success in the past couple of years. Their girls just won a tournament today.
Yeah.
And they had an individual champion, so that locks them into a big tournament for next year with all D1 schools.
They were on the Folds of Honor last week up in Michigan.
That's what they qualified for today.
Yeah.
So they play in it again next year for their
boys team was against D1 schools. They're the only D2 school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really a cool school.
That's pretty neat.
So. Yep. And then the Ross Dietz from Botkins, if you remember his dominance, he went there, and I'm really good friends with him. And so being able to have those connections on that team and play with those guys would be fantastic. So once season kind of dwindles down here, focus is state right now, of course. Can't rush anything. But once that kind of ends, probably go up and take a visit, talk to Coach a little bit more, talk to Coach Mulcahy and see what we can do.
He's got some pretty good kid golfers there.
Well, unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. We're going up on that. They have a fundraiser on the 11th. I think we're going to go up and play. You and Greg, if you interested in going up, we got room for another team. So that might be a neat one. So your game plan now is any school, like you're are you a D2 guy? Are you, where's your game at?
I think Division II, but small school golf is so tough because they look at the big school kids. I mean, the big Cincinnati private schools.
Yeah.
The top two, I know from Lakota East, I believe, they're going to Purdue and Miami. And I think, I mean, they're really, really, really solid, but I'm not too far behind.
Yeah.
But it's just getting your name out there in those big tournaments.
Yeah.
And we don't play as many of those big tournaments, unfortunately, because it's small school and it's just not worth it for us as a team. I would say D2, hopefully.
Yeah.
I have a lot of coaches contacting me in NAIA Division III range. IU East, where Jalen Bruns plays, I've been in contact with their coach a lot. I went up and played with their team one day, and I was like fifth out of 16 or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can play with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, sure. Jalen is having a she's 73.
Great. I seen that. She had 73 personal best. That
fantastic. She's awesome. So good.
Yeah, she is. The Lefevre name has always been good golfers. You know, your dad was
really good.
A really good golfer, and I know you know that. And then, you know, Isaac was, he could never carry your clubs, could he? He couldn't. you ever rub it in a little bit, Isaac?
He's a singer.
I don't try.
How's your singing voice?
I know. I'm horrible.
Are you horrible?
Yeah, he took that. I got the golf. He got everything else. He's smart. He can sing. I just got to play golf.
And Cam can do it all, though.
Cam can do it all. It's not fair. Cam stole everything.
Yeah. He can sing. Yeah.
He's got the full package.
He's unbelievable. He is. Greg saved the best for last year.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
he quit after that one. That's enough.
That's right. That's right.
That's perfect. That's good enough.
So we go to Pipestone for the regionals.
District.
And then what's the next step?
State.
Okay, so that's it. It's sectional, district, state.
Yep, it's a quick road.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's do and done. I mean, you shoot a 78, you're done.
Yeah.
So it's big.
Yeah.
I think it took 73 or 4 to get out as an individual last year.
At Pipestone.
Because
I know they can.
And only two people get out.
Only two go out?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It cuts in half.
And there's 12 teams to make it, right? Mm-hmm. So there's 60 golfers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Plus the individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably about 72. But,
72, and they take two?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But then those on a team also get pushed out. So out of the two final teams, so what, 12? So you cut it down to then 50-something.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, it's still tough.
Yeah. You got to be good.
Mm-hmm. And then state's at North Star. We've already played some practice rounds there.
Yeah.
Hoping that all this work would pay off, which it has. You know, we get through sectionals. I've already been there. I know the course.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's a great golf course too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I you got a couple big fans here.
Absolutely,
you know,
buddy.
And we couldn't be any prouder of you. And I know it was a late notice, but I really appreciate you and Pappy stopping up. Religion tonight.
Yep.
You teaching?
Mm-hmm.
You still? Yeah. How many years you got in?
27.
I thought you'd been doing that a long time.
Wow.
You know, my daughter's teaching religion this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loves it.
Awesome.
She absolutely loves it.
Yeah, you know?
Third grader. So she's got one of hers in there, so I'm sure she's...
Yeah, I got the best teacher of all time.
Yeah, you got a good one there, don't you? Yeah. How many years you had him?
Just the first one.
This is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been senior the whole time?
Yeah.
Yep. 27 years.
Cam says I'm not allowed to retire until he gets through.
Well, you...
Five more.
That's right.
Cam's an eighth grader?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Huh? That is unbelievable. Reese Lefevre, good luck to your rest of the season.
Thank you, sir, buddy.
Thanks for coming up.
And then when you get to Columbus, we're going to be down there watching, and we'll get you back up here.
Sounds good.
All right, let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. and catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All You Can Eat Breakfast on Sunday, September 28th at the Legion from 8:30 to 12:30. Tickets are available from any high school or junior high band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $10 each, and kids age 5 and under are free, and carryouts will also be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, breakfast pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 28th, for the annual Music Boosters All You Can Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Legion.
I'm gassy. Yeah. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk Bubba. Was that on? I'm gassy.
Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah,
it on?
Yeah. Well, everybody knew it anyway, so well, might as well announce that. It.
How great a kid is he?
He is a top notch.
Well, my understanding is he might not have grades good enough to.
Oh yeah. You know, to watch him hit a golf ball is
amazing.
It is. I mean. There's just a different level. It's a different sound.
Exactly
it is.
What you said. We ain't bad golfers, but these guys are way better than we ever thought about.
Yeah. And he hit right to left, you know. And I'm like, you little.
Hit it about 300 yards.
I remember out at Isaac's high school graduation party, his golf coach was out there, and Reese was hitting them pretty well, and the coach is over there talking to him and all this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, this might be good. And then I
Greg
overheard
says,
conversations,
Greg
and it
says
sounds
Cam's
good.
Cam's got a chance to be really good.
Better, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. Think about that. As an eighth grader, he's better than his boys were, so. That's neat. Hey, we want to thank those guys for stopping up. We also want to thank.
Yep.
Who else was that we talked? No, that's it. One guest, anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to say Busher, but.
Yeah, we talked to him off.
Busher don't shut up.
He'll talk quietly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He likes to talk.
Yep. And we had a little miscommunication.
Double guest, double book?
Yeah. I was trying to get Jaime, and it looked like we weren't going to be able to get him, so I Facebook messaged Tim, and he said, I'll be there. And then I Facebook messaged him back 2 hours later, and when I found out that Jaime was going to be able to make it after all. And Tim didn't get my message that he said, I don't do the Facebook message very often, but when I texted him to see if he could, he got back.
Yeah, good one.
He got back to me in 45 minutes. But then, when I replied back to him, we didn't get back at all. So
big one tomorrow night, girls volleyball.
Yep.
Yep. Coldwater,
the Cavalier
at home, right?
Yep. Come to the court.
Yep.
You do that?
Yeah.
That'd be a bit.
That has to be me.
They're coming off a loss.
Yeah.
So they'll be mad.
Yep. Bring it on.
Yep.
Let's get them.
Yep.
Yep.
And then Friday night, off night.
Yep.
Take a break Friday night.
Nothing.
Saturday, 1:30, Indians travel to Delphus. MAC Golf.
Yep.
The boys are at Versailles. Girls are at the Elks.
Yep.
And volleyball against Rushi.
All morning.
9, 10, and 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Is what it's scheduled for if any of them go extra, either long sets or extra sets.
It's a great time to be an Indian fan.
Yep.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
See you, Bobby.
Neil Spencer. I am Bob Stalker. We'll see you next Wednesday night.
No.
Sports Talk.
We'll
listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Z, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.